Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to do a little bit of a video review, and then I've got an article that I'm going to read, and I'm not sure what the thumbnail is going to be for this one yet, but I think we bachelors doing our own thing, having standards and whatnot, I know it's crazy talk, but by saying, hey, you know, we're not going to participate, women are taking notice. Now, it may not necessarily be the women that you're expecting, but it's probably the women that you'd like to notice. Most of the articles I read are, especially the ones that are a little harsh on men, they're usually they usually contain a hair that is a not natural color, such as pink and or purple and or red or green. But, and of course, multiple piercings and basically someone that's angry against the world. But really, if we think about it, you know, one of the what really made a lot of us guys go our own ways is we just said, look, I just need somebody to be reasonable, to be in the same hemisphere, to not treat us poorly, to not, you know, to not just look at us in the minute that they that you have a better option, you're going to bail. Now, that being said, hypergamy is still a thing, and still most women, when they have something better, when they have something better than you, they bail. That's just the way it goes. But we know this, and so this is why we talk about keeping dating short-term, and it may be the way that things go. But tonight, I'm going to focus on what I think. This is Jennifer Molesky, I think is how she pronounces her last name. She's got a YouTube channel. One of you guys sent this in and said, hey, check this out. It's a 15-minute video. I edited it down to like a minute and a half because I just got the important parts out of here, and then I want to talk about an article. But what I've noticed that is very strange and actually has really taken me by surprise is that when I was a little bit younger, when I was a little joker, the women that were, you know, like, hey, I love guys and guys are fun and let's go have a good time and men are awesome and I love dating and this, they were the younger women. And then when women approached that 30 to 40 age range, depending on how well they took care of themselves, all of a sudden, that's when they became the empowered, angry girl power advocate, the feminazi, if you will. And that's where they say, I hate guys because no one was interested in them anymore. But what I'm noticing is it's actually the younger women that seem to, and I don't know if it's how this generation was raised, but it seems the younger women are the ones that really dislike men and just want to kind of use them up and toss them out and start over again. Where the women that are now into their, you know, approaching 30s to 40s, they're the ones that are actually saying, hey, you know what? We notice there are men lacking. I'm not a bad person. And I, you know, what are we going to do? I get a lot of emails from women, and actually I'm going to do a story about this after this one, about a woman that emails me and says, hey, what do women need to do? What are men expecting women to be? Or how do I be a good girlfriend? And so I'm going to cover that in the next video. But here's why I'm going to say that this is making a change. I've got a video here. Let me just start recording on it here. And we're going to talk about Jennifer's video here. So I'm going to, of course, as always, I have to break it up a little bit. But here we're going to listen to video to Jennifer, and she's going to explain why what we're doing is actually working.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jennifer Molesky. This is my YouTube channel. Ladies, guess what? Men are going their own way, and it's a problem.
Now, if you let me reverse this just a tick here. If you look at Jennifer, there's no ink, there's no crazy tattoos. She looks like, you know, your average somewhere between 30 and 40-year-old woman. She's not unattractive. She hasn't slammed face first into the wall. You know, we can say all those jokes, but the fact is, hey, at least she's saying, okay, there's eligible men missing. The good ones, the smart ones, are going away. What are we going to do about this?
Problem. All right, so some of you have already heard about the MGTOW movement, men going their own way. And you can think what you want about it, but this is a really big problem for women, for us, for our future, for families, for you to find a partner.
I think this is a good point that she's making, at least when guys go their own way, there's lots of different stages. And sometimes I've talked about this before. There's guys that say, that's it, I'm not dating anymore. Like, I do not want women within 100 yards of me. I'm good on my own. Forget it. There's others that say I have female acquaintances. There's some that say I have female friends. There's some that say I casually date, or I hit it and quit it, or I hire a pro every once in a while. Then there's guys that say I casually date, but rarely. And then others are I casually date, and sometimes I date the same girl for an extended period of time till things get serious and I bail. Anything longer than that, that's really not a bachelor. You know, that's somebody that's getting into a relationship. But she's noticing this, because what happens, great guys that maybe women like, maybe they're guys like us, are saying once they hit a certain point, they say, we're done. I'm not emotionally investing anymore, which for a lot of men is zero, and I'm not committing to this anymore. And a lot of guys say this up front.
If a population of good men are walking away because they're fed up with women, now, to be clear, it's not women in general. It's the mass of women that are taking over the culture and representing women.
This is one of the things that I talk about many times about why we need to have a good dialogue here on my channel. Because if you just come on here and say, oh, women bad, women awful, women, okay? If you do that, then that makes everyone, like it's a battle. Everybody hates everybody. And that doesn't usually turn out well for us men, because women will march, women will protest. Women are a good majority of the article writers in a lot of these online web pages. And the guys that are involved in that are always on the women's side. So if we start a battle, we're going to lose, because they're also very quick to remove channels, guys' channels that talk about men's issues. That's why we keep a sane, rational conversation, or at least why I try to. So that being said, what she's noticing is that, hey, the good guys are not participating in longer-term relationships anymore. What do we do about this? And the women that have taken control and are the loudest voices are kind of like, again, what's going on in society now. The liberal or the centrists or the conservatives they're more, well, I'm going to vote. I don't like the way things are going in society right now. I'm going to vote. And there's a minority, about 8% of people, that make all the noise and make it seem like they're 100 times larger than they are. I think this is what is going on with, you know, the modern girl movement and just being so harsh on men. And it's easy to find these articles and say, hey, you know, this is a lot of people. But that doesn't mean that it's still easy to date, and it's still necessarily even good to date, because we know how these relationships go. You know, I've said it many times that good, there are, and some of you guys are going to disagree with me, and that's okay, but there are good, reasonable women out there. There are. I have guys in my comment threads, and women that they all, guys especially, are like, hey, I'm married to a good woman. We've been married for 22 years. I never said they didn't exist. I've always said it's like looking for a needle in a needle stack. You don't know which one is the good one. So in the meantime, you're crawling around getting jabbed and poked and hurt, and it's painful, and it's a lot of effort to find that one. And a lot of guys just say it's not worth the effort anymore. So what she's saying here is, hey, it's all those other needles out there. You guys need to chill out and pay attention. And this is what we need. This is why I'm so supportive of what she's doing, because we guys can scream to the heavens, but it's not going to change anything. Where the change comes in is when rational women listen and they say, you know what? I like good guys. I like reasonable men. And they turn around and start fighting for us. And that's kind of what she's doing with her video here.
They're loud. They're mean. They say they want equality. If modern feminists really want equality, why are they not protesting in the streets for the changing the laws for alimony or child support or child custody? Because they don't want equality. They want superiority.
Now, if you noticed all that print, there's really, she didn't leave it on long enough to read, but I flipped it. I mirror the video so I don't get hit with the whack hammer by YouTube. But she's exactly right. It's exactly what we say. Is look, we can complain about these laws and we can vote, but you can't vote for judges. You can't vote for you. All you can do is vote for your local governor that will change, or your local government that maybe will move forward with these. So how do we make a change to these laws? We don't participate. And then if enough women want those guys to participate, they start arguing against the other ones. Then it's the two women's group, you know, arguing with each other, and the guys in the background going, yay. And then it's like 80% of the population fighting the good fight. And that's what she's saying, is that the women need to step up, and the feminists, they don't want equality. That's that much. But we know this.
Men are not only are men going their own way as far as relationships, like you're not going to be able to find a good partner because they're fucking off, but also because women have become such crybabies that a man can't even speak to them, mentor them, help them, coach them, guide them, be in a room alone with them for fear that they will say that there was sexual harassment. Heller Von.
And there you go. So I think everything that she said here is very accurate. And I wanted to put that out there, that here is a normal, rational woman saying, hey, I notice this, and we should change something about this. I'm running a little bit long, so I'm going to put the article that I was going to read in a different video. It's by a woman named Rotten Wildflower, but it kind of touches on the same thing. I'll do that in a separate video. But here's our takeaway from this, is that, you know, a lot of times when we're angry, when us guys are, when I first took the red pill, I was so angry. I was so bitter. I was so frustrated. How could this happen to me? Why would somebody treat me like this? What did I miss? I was a good guy. This is so unfair. And after that anger goes away and you learn a little bit about how women think and why they think the way they do and why they do the things that they do, it doesn't mean that you forgive them, but it does mean that you understand them. And once you understand them, and I think I've heard it in the comments 100 times, but I forget exactly how it goes, but it's like you can either love women or you can understand women. You can't do both. And I think that's where a lot of us are now, is that we understand how women think. We understand the nature of dating, and that maybe, you know, the serial, or not the serial monogamy, but monogamy forever, maybe that's just not the way things go, because it seems to be that every guy that gets his criteria met is usually okay being with one woman. But it seems now that women are the ones that are saying, okay, well, this isn't, or this changed, or he doesn't excite me anymore, or that guy's, I don't know, got rock hard abs or whatever. And they seem to be the ones bailing. And so smart men, I think, intelligent men, while we understand this and we've decided to not participate, yes, a lot of great men are going away. But it's not just because of the marriage laws. It's not just because of the divorce courts and the child custody and all that stuff. It's not just because of that. It's because we're starting to understand, and we're starting to learn now, that at no point can we tick off all the check boxes. No one can. It doesn't exist anymore. But unfortunately, the way people look at it now is that if you have 80% of those boxes checked off, but you're missing in one or two critical areas, it's easier to toss that aside and go looking for someone that you think will check off all 10 boxes or all 100% of those boxes. And people would rather make that gamble and make that search than stay with the 80%. And what happens, I think, a lot of times is that women are now finding that 100% in the guy that is the top 10% of men, the tall, the handsome, he's athletic, he's this, he's that. And he dates down a little bit because it's very easy for him to get that woman into the bedroom. But she thinks she's going to somehow win him over, and that all those 100% of those boxes are going to be checked, and he's going to decide to stay with her. So I think there's a lot going on here that it's not like we're going to hear this and we go, oh, yay, women have totally come on board and they understand this and okay, we're in, problem solved. No, it's not. That's not how it's going to happen. But people are noticing, and I think within time, maybe this makes a change for us, or a change for men, and change for men's the laws and other things like that. Until then, what changes for us? Nothing. Nothing really. Just kind of interesting to know that people are starting to notice, and they see that there are a lot of good guys that are missing in the dating realm. And those guys will probably never come back. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Best way you can do support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. I try to put at least a little bit of work into them. And so check out my older stuff if you haven't seen that as well. And we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, this isn't life-changing. I mean, it's not like it's going to, all of us men are all of a sudden going to say, oh, yay, we're back in the market. But it is, I think, very fascinating to know that perhaps the women that want normal relationships, healthy relationships, are starting to notice the pickings are getting pretty slim. And there's a lot of us guys on this side of the fence that are no longer in the dating game.